A Jewish Journal article. Quick decorating fixes when you're bored with your home. It's bound to happen. You were once so in love, but now the thrill is gone. Your eyes start to wander. You wonder if it's time to move out. No, I'm not talking about your love life. I'm talking about your home. When you've lived in the same place for a while, it's natural to get the blahs about your decor, especially if you've watched one too many home makeover shows. But the great news is that you can spice up your home with some fast, inexpensive decorating tweaks that will make you fall in love with your space all over again. So, how many of these ideas are you going to try this weekend? Rearrange your bookshelves. After a good dusting, remove any clutter that may have accumulated in your bookcases. I don't know how receipts and bills keep ending up on top of my books. Then arrange the contents of the shelves in attractive groupings, positioning some books vertically and some horizontally. And make use of stylish boxes that will do double duty as bookends and storage. Frame some pictures. A few newly framed pictures on your shelves will give any room a quick refresh. And if you already have a lot of framed pictures, change out the photos for an instant update. Move some pictures to unexpected locations, as well, like the kitchen or bathroom. Try a new lampshade. Lampshades don't need to be white or beige. Up your lamp's style quotient with a lampshade in a jazzy new color or pattern. If you're the crafty type, you can even paint an old lampshade or glue on embellishments. Replace your shower curtain. When you think about the standard size of a shower curtain, 72 inches by 72 inches, you realize that is a huge piece of untapped decor potential. Beyond buying a spiffy new curtain, you might even design your own custom shower curtain on websites like cafepress.com. Treat yourself to flowers. A vase of fresh flowers is my favorite way to add instant color and beauty to a room. When I first bought my home and was completely broke, I would go to the store and buy just one flower, then put it in a vase on my dining table. That single stem made all the difference in the house. So pick up some flowers as you're grocery shopping. You deserve them. Refresh your bedding. When I get a new duvet cover or sheets for my bedroom or guest room, it's a red letter day. New bedding completely transforms a room, and I love that you can change the mood from zen to boho chic to preppy, just by making the bed. Find old treasures in your closet. If you want some new artwork or accessories, go shopping in your own home, for free. I am always amazed when I open up a closet or cabinet and find beautiful candle holders, vases and framed posters I forgot I even had. You might get to display some rediscovered home accents while also freeing up closet space. Spray paint something. One of my decorating go-tos for tired objects is a can of glossy spray paint. I have often saved items that clients wanted to throw out just by spray painting them. Old pieces, like framed mirrors and bedside tables with outdated wood finishes, became totally luxe with a glossy black paint job. I turned a boring ceramic elephant from Big Lots into a statement piece just by spraying it with high-gloss hot pink. And, recently, I covered a used tire with glossy orange paint to make a dog bed. Change the knobs. Between all your kitchen and bath cabinets, dressers and entertainment units, your home has a lot of knobs and drawer pulls. Switching out just a few of them will freshen up the furniture pieces they're on, and breathe new life into the entire room. You can also give your old knobs a makeover by painting or decoupaging them. Scent your room. A room's appeal is more than visual. Scented candles, room sprays and diffusers transform a room by positively affecting your mood. A few years ago, when I designed a room for the Greystone Mansion Design Showcase, I decided to give my room a signature scent. Using a reed diffuser from West Elm, the subtle fragrance of red currant was a big hit with visitors, and I could have sold hundreds of those diffusers if I'd had them. The scent made people happy. So if you're looking for a quick decorating fix, remember that a relaxing scent can have the sweet smell of success. Jonathan Fong is the author of Flowers That Wow and Parties That Wow and host of Style with a Smile on YouTube. You can see more of his do-it-yourself projects at jonathanfongstyle.com.